Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to G Live. It's the Gaming Library crew coming at you live from our own homes, except si Hans. He's actually in the GL headquarters. How's everybody doing? It is a lovely Thursday evening. Hindi umulan, hindi ganun kainit yung araw na to. Just checking in. Glory, how are you?
Good. Same as last week and same as the week before then.
Doesn't feel different? I mean, you moved into a new place, right? How's that like?
Same. I mean, I'm still working every day. Hindi pa rin ako nakakalaro ng board games as much as I want. And I still really miss G-Live game night every Tuesday night na hindi pa nangyayari.
Like, because, yeah, actual game night ulit, no?
Yeah. Yep. I missed the headquarters.
It's so close yet so near again. There are rumors of another ECQ coming down kasi nga, I don't know, people are pasaway and this virus just won't die. But let's check in on Hans. Hans, kumusta, how you doing? I'm seeing the new do. Nakapagpagupit na?
Yes. Nakapagpagupit na ako finally.
Me too. But ikaw, how are you?
I had a nice walk today. First time out of the house in a long while. I went to Shangri-La, I visited our store Alter Ego, walked around, then nakita ko open na nga yung barber shop, so nagpa-cut na rin. So
protocol nila doon. Like, what do they do?
Well, one, di ba normally there's like a drape na parang like, I don't know kung anong tawag nila din, but it's like a drape na para pag kinat nila yung hair mo, when it falls, hindi sa clothes mo nagsistick. So, this one, they used a disposable like paper fabric na.
So, they actually throw it away.
Yeah, so they'll throw it away afterwards. And then, it's kind of weird na nagpapagupit ka tapos naka-mask ka pa rin.
Actually, yeah.
That was annoying.
I actually got a haircut as well, and it was annoying. Like, sir, pwedeng tanggalin na muna natin ng konti. I'm like, all right, just get it done with. And yeah.
And then sa akin kasi I told them I'm fine taking it off. Dapat sabi nila, sir, don't take it off. We won't be liable or anything. So I go, oh, okay. And then when they were cutting it, ginagalaw nila yung mask, yung mga bands,
ganun sa loop.
I had lunch outside in a restaurant, dine-in. So,
pwede? Wow.
Dine-in ba?
Yeah, we, Fohua, they allow dine-in na. But like every other table lang pwede umupo.
Super so, distanced, yeah.
Super distance, yes. And I see people pagdating, pag nakaupo na sila, parang they try keeping the mask on habang nakaupo bago dumating yung food, but nainis sila, tinatanggal na rin
eventually.
Eventually. But it was nice to go outside.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of heartwarming and nakagana. We see the world healing. No, I mean, it's taking a while, but Glory, you're saying?
Semblance of the old life. I think that's my biggest frustration nowadays. Eh? It's really that I had so many plans prior to all of this. And I mean, it's such a tiny problem as compared to the whole big picture. But lahat ng plano, even our content plans, parang whirlwind talaga siya na nawala bigla. Yeah. So I think that's my biggest frustration. Even plans with friends, wala lahat for maybe the next 6 more months. 3 to 6 more months.
Parang ang hirap mangarap, no, in the face of COVID. So, I mean, the fact that we're all healthy and, you know, still able to relatively work and do things that we love, that's something to be thankful for. But we want to check in on you guys as well. If you're watching, do share the stream and let everyone know that we are talking about relationships and board games tonight. And we will tackle different aspects. No, we'll tackle trying to meet people. We'll trying to find the right one. So let's say may small network of friends ka na, and maybe someone tickles your fancy, or maintaining relationships with board games. So adding a little bit of tabletop spice to your new or let's say long-standing relationship, all right? We are also going to be sharing stories that have been sent in anonymously. So parang ano to, yung classic 80s and 90s radio DJs, yung merong love story. Oh, merong love stories, diba? Tapos anonymous. So we'll do that later on.
Radio voice mo,
ah. No,
radio
this
voice.
No, this is my radio voice. So yun. It doesn't change much. But yeah, before that though, we are going to be talking about news. So this week, or I think that was this week, The folks over in the headquarters have actually gotten to work at growing even more the portfolio of games that is under the gaming library umbrella. So that's going to be Mr. Store, Luke, Willow, and Hans. So they are all hard at work trying to find new games that you guys will love. So Hans, you want to show us a little bit of what you guys have been working on?
Okay. So basically, I'll run through it quickly lang. Oops.
Yeah. So you guys are going to be seeing some confidential stuff, yeah. All right? So ito yung what goes on in the background. So since we love you guys so much here at GLive, we will share what's coming in.
Muna email ko, sorry.
Okay, there you go. Keynote lang, Hans. Yung presentation lang. Yan. Okay, say that's for the other story.
Sabi ko pag sinasara.
Okay, while Hans is preparing the presentation, these are fine, it's okay. The games you're seeing flashed over in the lower right corner of the page, these are our suggestions for couples to play, alright? So kung may matripan kayo dyan and you want to ask about why we suggest that game, then put it in the chat and we'll explain later on. But real quick, Hans,
my suggestion too.
Yeah.
Let us know it.
The floor is yours, Hans. Tell us about these new games.
So we're pretty excited with the next few releases. I don't know if you guys are part of the GLive Game Night group.
You
but,
should be.
We, which it should be, because we asked people like what are things that gaming library can improve. I think that's one of the biggest benefit ng the quarantine situation. Things slow down to the point that you can actually do some reflections and think of a way how to move things forward. Parang ganun. So one of the things that was consistent was a lot of people felt na medyo paulit-ulit yung games. And they're looking for something fresh and something new to arrive in gaming library. Although on our part, we've been trying to expand that as well. But I guess we've been so focused over the past few months on napaulit-ulit na games because those are evergreen products. And we've been catering so much to new casual players getting into the hobby because of the whole lockdown situation. So we've been focused on Taco Cat, we've been focused on Just One, Point Salad, Dixit, Pandemic, Catan, of course, and Ticket to Ride. Kasi yun yung mga games that are constantly being asked to us. So, but don't worry, hindi namin kinalimutan kayo. We have a few big releases coming in down the line. They're slated to arrive next month and in August. So we're doing like a sneak peek kung anong lalabas. Some of these are not even on the website yet. Hindi pa namin nalalagay sa... actually, wala pa siyang presyo yung iba. But this is the first time we're doing it, so I'm kind of excited. Parang nagpe-present sa classroom. So, the big three that we have is, I think people know about this already. We have finally gotten Codenames Marvel. It has been approved. The license has been approved here in the Philippines, so we can legally finally sell Codenames Marvel. It's big because everyone's a Marvel fan, and to a lot of families who are a fan of Codenames, this is something, a new experience for them.
Malinis.
Of course, yes. And then, of course, for Cool Mini or not, we have the second edition of Sheriff of Nottingham, which now includes the expansion it's inside. So the base game, second edition, is base plus Merryman expansion, and it's actually cheaper now than before. So it's up on the website. It's on pre-order already. The art is wonderful. I've seen the box. I've seen the components. Everything has been upgraded down to the felt bag that you use to keep yung mga to hide yung mga bribes ninyo.
They were already then, pretty good, no? Tapos na upgrade pa.
Yeah, in upgrade pa siya. As in, I was fortunate enough to be asked in terms of to evaluate the components when we were in meeting in Singapore, and I was pretty much impressed kasi sabi ko parang hindi naman siya kailangan i-upgrade before, and then sabi nila no we're doing it, we're taking things one step further. So that's Sheriff of Nottingham, the second edition.
Kamusta yung coins niya with the new
edition? It feels yung pinakatakot ko noon before, I don't know, I have sweaty hands kasi so medyo nalalagkitan pag tumatagal. So this time around, I've been trying, look sturdier, and hindi siya medyo flimsy compared to before. So it's a lot, it's improved na ano. Pero the biggest improvement was more on the felt bag. I tested felt opening and closing it pa ulit-ulit eh.
With that button, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, King of Tokyo Dark. I've seen the components. It's lovely. The art is wonderful. And again, we announced kind of before now we are getting the promo Dark Space Penguin nice. Coming in soon. Exclusive to people who get King of Tokyo Dark. But these pretty much alam niyo na lahat. So I'll go through the next ones pretty fast kasi ito yung hindi niyo pa alam.
The new ones. The total new ones.
Yes. Ito yung my picks that are the most exciting. We have Ishtar, Bruno, to everyone who's a fan of Point Salad, the mechanic and Point Salad, the game. And if you're a fan of King Domino, this is Bruno Cathala's next game in that genre. It's coming from ELO. It's Ishtar. We have Detective Club. I think Glory is super excited also about this.
For Detective Club, yes. Yep. This is
and
a
then,
hit with Who Done It.
Yes. Yun yung gusto ko sa kanya. Parang like I think a lot of people will compare it to Mysterium. For one, I think I would lean more towards Detective Club. It's more affordable than Mysterium. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure it's been refined in terms of the gameplay mechanics. The one that I'm really excited about is Coatl. Wala pa siya sa website. I can finally announce it. It's a September release, so hindi pa namin talaga pwede i-announce to. Binagbigyan lang kami. this is a game about Mayan theme. You're building a snake, and the gameplay mechanic is more on Splendor. You're collecting parts of the snake and then scoring depending on the cards that you have.
Set collection.
And then it's very toy like if you it will reveal more soon, but kinakabit yung parts as in kinakabit talaga siya, hindi siya para siyang Lego na snake parts, yeah. Parang ganun.
It's not just cards, yeah. It's not just no tokens, it's a thing, you're actually building a thing.
Yeah. We call it building the best snake.
Ooh, snake builder.
Yes. Of course, to the Willownatics fans, this is Willow's picks that's coming soon. We have, of course, the next Unmatched Jurassic Park. We have Hues and Cues, which is for very creative and artistic people. I think you'll like this. The whole point is there's a palette of colors. Bibigyan kayo ng clue, and then you have to figure out kung saan yung pinakamalapit na color shade to the clue. So for example, like a green apple, where it is on the board, parang ganyan. Jishaku is essentially a game of magnets, and the idea is you want to put down all of your magnets onto the board before your opponent. Of course, the problem is pag nagdikit yung magnets, babalik siya sa'yo. It's fun. It's cute. I don't know. It's a remake of Rattlebones.
Rattlebones.
Yes, yun. It's a remake of that one.
All right.
And then, yep. Mr. Store's picks. Of course, medyo kakaiba yung mga picks niya, di ba? I think the one that's made a lot of hype nowadays is Adventure Mart. Adventure Mart is from Hub Games. I think dadating to sa amin around August din. It's a deck building game about running a convenience store.
Oh.
Nice.
Yes. You had me at deck building.
And then we have High Rise, which is the new game. It's also a Kickstarter release from Hillhova, the creator of the networks and Bad Medicine. And then we have Airship City. You'll see a theme here na maraming Japanese design games coming into gaming library. Airship City is one of those games that's been picked up from Simon from the Tokyo Game Market na i-release this time. I think July. Hopefully July. Ayan. We'll quickly roll through lang mga roll and write games na incoming. We have Metro X, Sushi Roll. Metro X is also from a Japan designer. King Domino Duel, one of the nice iterations of King Domino. For the gamers, we have Gunkimono, Pret-a-Porte, and Tang Garden. Tang Garden, I think, is one of those being currently as now. Yeah. So, Kickstarter din siya. We are getting the retail edition coming in soon. For the beginner-friendly modern games, art. We have the new game of Modern Art, Muse, and then Zombie Kids Evolution. Zombie Kids Evolution, I think people should pay attention to because it's one of the best sellers in France right now for kids. It's a legacy game but meant for beginners and families. So, as young as 5 years old, pwede na sila mag-legacy game. And then we'll quickly roll through. Sleeping Queen, Sishaku, Dragon Realm for kids. We have Fast Fun Games, More Quicks, More Roll and Rides, Bloom, it's a dice game, pati Zoinks. We have a new Telestrations coming. And then ito, I had to feel na kailangan namin i-announce ulit. We are restocking Guerrilla Marketing.
Guerrilla Marketing!
Obusan.
7th edition games, Potion Explosion, Foodies, and Gizmos are all coming. We have the new expansion of Silver, which is Silver what? Coin. Yes, lalabas na. One Night Ultimate Bonus Rolls, Time Bomb Evolution. This is one of Mr. Store's favorite hidden gems. It's a re-implementation of Don't Mess with Cthulhu.
Ooh!
It's also a Japanese designer as well. We have strategy games, Lorenzo Il Magnifico, Council of Four. All of these are from Simon. We have Raiders of the North Sea, the expansion of Age of Architects of the West Kingdom.
Age of Artisans.
And the new game from AEG, Inner Compass, which is all about your emotions and morality.
Wow.
That theme is so high concept, but I like it.
We are getting the whole set of Everdell from Everdell, Pearl Book, Firecrest, Belfire, and then the Collector's Edition as well. And then mga expansions, the new Grizzled, the Crypto Laser Drive, and this one, sinasabi ni Cool ni Simon, is a game na hindi napapansin.
Looters?
Looters, yes.
Looters.
So we're trying it out.
Mm-hmm. Question, you're the Grizzled, is it like the complete, is it the new edition or is that an expansion?
Yes, it's the Armistice edition.
Oh
so it's yeah. It has the base set.
Yes, it has the base set.
Yay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Of course the Eric Lang restock.
Eric Lang.
And then approved na ni Sony, Bloodborne the card game is coming. Hindi ko ata na ilagay dito, God of War the card game is also incoming.
Yes.
Yes, mga licensed products. We have restocks of Sushi Go Party, Forbidden Desert, and Dixit. And then Little Town, King of Tokyo, and the new monster from King of Tokyo, which is Anubis, also incoming. So, whoops, wag close.
La 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 la.
All right, that does it, I guess, for our short presentation on what's incoming. Again, we usually have random new games coming in when we have shipments. Pero ito iba na to, Hans. Iba na to. Like, you really put the effort in. Kudos to you guys over in HQ to really curate and input some new life into our collection. Kasi nga, medyo may variety na siya and people are asking for at least a dozen of our evergreen stuff, but I think it's time to make new stars.
Yeah, pretty much yung we're really excited for it kasi when you know you're excited for something when you're doing the presentation, na-excite ka kahit alam mo na. So pretty much me, Willow, and JC were having a hard time even picking our own picks. To the point that what we did was I called them and said top 3 now, bam bam bam, parang ganun, para lang talagang lumabas ano yung top 3 picks kagad namin, kasi kung hindi medyo baka may bias na ano. But I'm really excited, I'm really happy with the work that we've done, and hindi pa namin ata na ilagay dun. There's a new point salad coming. The Southeast Asia edition is coming. It's a limited exclusive only for the first time, only for the smaller countries. Merong exclusive edition ang point salad. We did a little change. Hope you like it. Nice. We'll reveal it soon.
Okay, that's incoming as well. Maybe when we have more details on that, it'll be some news for another day. But for tonight's edition of GLive, there is one more bit of news. And hopefully you guys are gonna love it, because next week, Hans, what's coming in next week for GLive? Ganito kaaga. This week, ginagawa pa lang natin yung show. Meron na tayong guest para sa next show, alright? So this is the first for GLive, I think. What's gonna happen, Hans?
A lot of people, we did a poll before, like, who's like one of your favorite designers. Mm-hmm. We got him. He's joining us next week, although it's at a different schedule because he's like 13 hours behind in terms of time zone. He's really famous online. He does his own FB live shows. He's the one who designed Viticulture and Scythe, which are like the top two games namin ni Willow right now. So Jamie Stagmeyer will be joining us next week for 30 minutes on GLive Game Night.
And that's all you need, man. Imagine all the questions you have for Jamie. Put them in the chat. We'll actually put a post up right before the show para lagin niyo na doon, and then we'll curate them and then be able to make sure to ask him, all right? So once more, we'll announce as early as now, Jamie Stegmeyer coming on to GLive next Thursday. But instead of starting at 8, we'll start at 10 p.m. Parang a couple hours late so that we can catch up to their time zone. Alright? So make sure you'll check it out and join the GLive Game Night community group, kasi doon namin ilalagay yung post. Alright? So that you can put your questions there or stories about Scythe, so we can tell it to him and, you know, you build a bond with your game a little more because you let the publisher and the designer know exactly how it has affected your life. Saying what's up to our friends before we jump into our main topic. What's up to Mikey, our guest from last week, Mikey Cuento, si Prof Toff, Christopher Odil, Luvin, as well as Danilin, and Kevin Averilia. A lot of people are getting hype already this soon for Jamie coming on to the show.
Of course, it's Jamie.
who wouldn't, diba? Sino bang hindi? Oh!
Oh my God, kalbo na si Milo.
I was like, who's that? I was gonna say, who's that? It's like Milo.
Yes, pareho kami nagpagupit.
He looks so different.
Yes, he looks like a zombie dog from Resident Evil.
Ay, he does.
Tinamad kasi akong i-comb yung fur niya. So, pagdating namin dun sa grooming station, sabi, sir, hindi na namin mabe-bear cut yung dog kasi bol-bol na.
Oh,
man. Yes, yeah, so mukha na
Cups.
It's actually Cups' birthday today. He just turned one.
Hey, happy birthday, Cups.
All right, everyone in chat, say hi to Bert. Say happy birthday to Cups. He is 1 year old. Even if he looks like he's 3 or 4 because of how fat he is. Oh. Okay. All right, buddy, go.
Sabi ni Mikey, who's not hype for Jamie would be people who think Tapestry is overrated.
Patay, magkakaalaman na.
Actually, we can ask him. Like, I'm sure there are a lot of like arguments about Tapestry and the other games in the same bloodline or the DNA. But yeah, save it for next week. All right. For tonight, though, I think it's time for us to ease into our main topic, that is relationships and board games. And para gumanda yung setup natin, para gumanda yung kwentuhan, I have a couple of stories from some of our friends. I asked over again, GLive Game Night Community Group to share. And luckily, meron naman tayong mga gamers na game, alright? So some of them shared some stories, and I'll be talking about maybe one or two here tonight. And yeah, this is a story of love, gaming, and loss, alright? Ugh, hugot agad. Alright.
Dear Leo.
Oh, I kid you not, alright? It's like dear DJ Leo. It's so real. Alright, so this again is a story sent in anonymously with in confidence by one of our tabletop friends here. So let's begin. When I released a project I was working on a few years ago, it found its way to this girl, and it seemed like she and her coworkers enjoyed it. She and her friends were working at an environmental organization, and they actually enjoyed my work so much that they seemed to have showed it to more people than I expected. It got to the point wherein I found out about it, and she found out that she knew who was responsible. I mean, the author of said work. And apparently, we went to college together, and we got in touch via Messenger, and we reminisced, and it so happened that we were college org mates. We last talked to each other 10 years prior, and that was when we graduated. Funny thing is, we only ever interacted once because we were in different communities, so basically different parts of the school and the org. Anyways, when I saw the message, I asked her to wait for me because we were going to meet up so that I could, you know, prepare more of what they were enjoying so much. This was at the time when my project was something I did on the side. So I made sure that I was prepared enough for her and her friends. I drove over, and I was just basically more hyped to show people my work instead of actually meeting up to see friends. But when I got there, I immediately bonded with them and even had a little bit of private time to reminisce about the good old days. We hit it off right away, and we became very comfortable with each other. A few weeks later, she broke up with the guy she was dating. And then we started going out every week. We celebrated my birthday together. We would talk every day. We even made plans. We drove up north. We went down south. Literally, like, geographically speaking, they went different places. And we would buy board games together. And we would make recommendations for each other. And we would play. I really thought we were going somewhere with this. But it was not meant to be. It was an intense 2 months.
Oh, no.
She realized that she just wasn't ready to commit again. We were moving too fast. Just like the board games, it seemed like it was just a distraction from what was really going on inside. So one night, she sent me a really long message explaining how she felt about us and apologized for possibly using me. That's it. When I asked her to meet up again, so we can talk about it. All she said was, there's nothing left to talk about. The end.
Oh. Ouch.
Okay, so what sucks here is that it ended, but what's good is at least the board games were part of the happy memories.
Yep. The good times.
So I wish I had a happier story to start with, but thank you so much to our brave friend here. I think this is a perfect example of, like, hindi siya yung meeting people and hindi siya yung using board games to kind of spice up your current relationship. What's interesting is it's more like a rekindling, like a ignite the fire again kind of type of situation. So I don't know.
Connection.
Yeah, what's your take on this, guys?
Forming a connection.
How do you feel about a story like that? Because I'm pretty sure it happens a lot, no? Because board games are a neutral space. Like, there are rules to engagement, and there's a story you guys are trying to tell each other. And it seems like this story na shinare sa atin, it's just an extended story. So instead of sitting down for like an hour, hour and a half, it lasted 2 months, man. So...
I just hope that the board game itself wasn't tainted. The experience of the board game wasn't tainted with this memory. Kasi, syempre, I know of some people na one person or one of the couple will be the one who's into board games to see introduce niya, and then yun yung shared memory nila together. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't end well, and they break up. And I hope that the board game is that neutral space rather than alienating na maalala mo lang is the bad time.
The pain, the ouchies, no?
Yeah, the loss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mikey here says she should have returned the board games. Wait lang. Wala naman sinabi dun sa story na kinuha yung board games, ha? Ano ba? Wait lang.
He
might know a little more than we do, but not necessarily. I'm not saying anything, but yeah, if ever you get into a relationship and then you guys break up, actually, what, I'm neutral here. Like, feeling ko, if things end up with the other person, just leave it there. Parang wala na, I have no say.
Ko din, no na. Sayo na yan.
I can find another copy.
Let me bili ulit ng board games. Yep.
Unless, what if ganito, Glory? What if your copy was blinged out? How would you feel about that?
Ay, hindi, akin na yun.
Would you fight for it? Would you go like for life and limb?
Yes,
like,
wala fight akong, for it.
Pake, I want my thing back. Give it back.
Yes, I have to get it back. Especially kung blinged out. Sobrang mahal kaya mag-bling out ng board game.
Yes, yes. And sometimes...
Like, you have to insert.
Yeah.
And then you have the special pieces. And sometimes it's so hard to get them. So no, give it back to me.
It's not even a matter of money sometimes, because sometimes, especially if it's like you guys get into like a competitive game or like a game that has like tournaments and you win stuff together and then you end up not working out, that's yun yung priceless kasi napanalunan mo yun eh, and then nasa dun sa isang tao lang. So again, I don't know. Hansika, what's your take on this?
I have a confession to make. I don't really bling out my games.
That's fine. Totally fine.
And even though na parang technically I should be tempting people to bling out their games. but I've always believed kasi na parang instead of blinging out, I would rather just get a new game.
Buy another game.
But definitely, kasi like for I'm sure this is for all fans of Terraforming Mars, na talagang all blinged out with broken tokens and stuff. Imagine mo, I can imagine na parang pag nandun sa technically sa ex, either sa ex or dun sa other party, syempre kukunin mo ulit yun, di ba? I mean, for one, I think baka hindi na rin ma-appreciate ng other party. So, it is justifiable to get it back. Uh-huh. So, ikaw yung laging nagtuturo at laging nagsistart na, uy, Terraforming Mars tayo.
But what if they were both gamers talaga even before they met up, or they were both growing into the hobby together, and eventually when they broke up, let's say maybe 3 or 4 years later, when they were, you know, when they became more they became bigger gamers, parang may rason na para itago yung game. And yeah, I don't know, at that point it's just a matter of money then. It's not even like sentimental value or even memories, because it's still a good game. It's like a book. It's like a movie. It's a game, literally. So, with that being said, I guess just like other things, hindi lang siya specific for board games. When people break up, or when you're talking about ownership of certain things, parang the same rules apply, which means no rules apply, because again, this is not written down. Like, walang rule book when it comes to dealing with this stuff when it eventually happens. So, I hope that our anonymous sender here, our anonymous writer, is much better now, is in a better place, because at least may closure done, right? Let's just say that much.
Leo, paano kung pandemic legacy yun, tapos frename niyo yung board dahil natapos niyo together?
Paano kung Seafall? Paano kung Seafall? Ganito yan, look. Okay, one thing is pandemic. Pandemic Legacy is a good game. So at least hindi ka nagsign na oras. Well, what if it was Seafall? It was a long game. Oh, someone can keep the tokens. Or someone can keep the coins. I'll be happy to keep the coins, and then the other person can keep the board. But has that happened, Hans? It sounds like such a specific example. May kilala ka bang ganun?
No, I was just thinking kasi like, in my group kasi we had it posterized. Kasi okay. Natapos namin.
Alright.
But I'm sure na lahat kami, walang couples or any, okay. Dun, lahat kami, well, para talaga.
To be fair, you guys planned that, but sometimes there are game groups that have couples, and then, you know, dynamics change, and I think at that point, it's a group effort. Lalo na kung apat kayo or tatlo, then it's fine. But if it's just the two of you guys, then that's your own thing. It's something you deal with eventually. So, yeah, legacy games, that's a whole new thing. Speaking of yung Magic Horror Legacy natin, o nga, no?
Nandito pa sa so kaya tinago na yung Mr. Store.
We're what? 3-4 games in. Sayang. But yeah, Glory, paano kung hindi nyo natapos?
Paano kung hindi nyo natapos?
Wait, Pandemic Legacy has how many games in it? 10? 12? 12.
12 if you win all. 24 max.
Yeah.
Okay.
Season 1, season 1.
Okay, what if like this? What if... Depends, I think, on how many games you're in. How many of the 12 you're in. So if you're at
halfway,
like, yeah, if you're at halfway, tas nag-break kayo, sayang yon.
Or hanap ka ng iba. You can take it. I'll teach you. Pwede naman ako mag-alpha. Tapos.
Yep. Just help me get through this. All right. It'll help me forget. And then wala. That's a whole new love story. Question mark. Pwede bang ikaw yung player 2 ko? What? Is that a pickup line? But essentially, yeah, that's a sad story. And hopefully you guys don't have to deal with that. Hopefully, our anonymous sender did not have to play a legacy game and not finish it. Kasi 2 months, especially for grown-ups, that's a short time. We don't finish legacy games in 2 months. That's just not the way it is. It just doesn't work out.
2 years.
2 years? from legacy games me. Got hot and then just normalized in 2 years, so it's yeah. Hard overall. Yeah. But I have another story here that was sent in by another friend of ours, and let me read that for you guys. This one is more of a anecdotal na lang, no? Hindi siya kasing haba or kasing detailed nung unang story. So here we go. So this is a story of a friend of mine, and I'll just say her boyfriend. Ganun na lang. She has a... It was an ex, though. So, this is a friend of ours that got into a D&D, tabletop, Dungeons & Dragons campaign together. And at some point during their adventure, first pa lang to, yung unang adventure nila together, she found out that... The guy was unimaginative, a killjoy, and uncooperative.
Oh no.
Oh, in D&D, that's like the one of the worst.
It came to the point wherein they were negotiating with their dungeon master, maybe one more campaign and we'll see. And then it came to the point after that wherein they would talk to the rest of the party and say, G pa rin ba tayo with the campaigns even if we break up. So this friend of ours insists it never happened, but there were way too many details for me to say. All right, so how about that? How about you use games to gauge how compatible you are? Is that a valid thing?
If it was a valid thing?
Yeah, if that's because if it didn't work out, like spoiler alert, nagbreak rin sila.
Wala akong magiging relationship kung yun ang measurement because I get really competitive and usually nag-aaway kami ng partner ko.
Really? Even if you work out so well outside of the game in real life, hindi talaga pwede in-game. It's different. It's a different realm.
It's different because there's ano na eh, iba na yung realm na yun eh. It's may competition involved. So for me, it's not really a good gauge. It's more of the willingness to try. So if I meet someone na is unwilling to try board games or sasabihin na ayoko mag-isip or something like that.
Wala, yun
and it's cannot... a normal occurrence, ha? Oo. Yun, more of, yun yung gauge ko na, okay, I don't think magkakasundo kami ng person na to. But in terms of kung ano siya sa gaming, hindi naman siya masyadong gauge for me.
Okay. So,
just the willingness to try.
So, one, the fact that they said, yes, we can go to game night, okay na yun, maganda na yun, that's a win for you. And then whatever they do after that game or in that game, kahit na sobrang they're a jerk to you or they're a sore loser, okay lang?
Okay lang. I find it funny, honestly. Kasi sore loser din ako minsan eh.
Okay. Alright, so I guess you can't hate what you admit.
But then I don't play RPGs, ah. So,
ayun.
Baka iba naman yun.
Yeah, possibly. I guess... So, yeah. Ikaw, Hans, what's your take?
I tried that before and I used the board game to like struggle.
Okay, that's a two-player game.
Yes, nag-struggle lang kami.
Walang Twilight, struggle lang.
Walang Twilight.
How'd that work out? What happened?
She's a fan of history, okay, and literature. So, and lagi niya akong chine-challenge siya parang like, talaga bang yung games go more than just having fun.
Yeah.
Sabi ko, well, if you're open to the experience, yes, parang ganun. Uh-huh. So chinalenge niya ako. It was during the time na tumitrend sa group yung Twilight Struggle.
So this is a long time ago.
So I brought Twilight Struggle. Sad to say, it was a struggle. Uh-huh. It was a struggle kasi I think that's our first modern designer board game na trinay.
Yeah, way to go.
I basically every rule na tinuturo ko into getting a new player into the hobby.
Yeah, way to go, Hans. Your first choice for that was Twilight Struggle. So, at least, nagets niya ba? Like, at least the historical part of the game, na it's about the Cold War. Nagets niya naman?
Yeah, nagets naman niya. Except na parang, it kind of froze her kasi parang like iniisip niya lahat ng nangyayari sa history and I was like, oh my god, normally 2 hours tong game na to, mga 4 hours na kami kasi then magpapatalo na ako, please.
Just ended up being a struggle.
I wanna read something from our comments, ha?
Go ahead.
Okay, so Mikey said, at the very least, my partner should understand and accept that tabletop is part of my life. She may or may not join me for game night. She may join every now and then, but I'll make the effort to find a game she'll want to play. even if I don't particularly like the game, I'll learn it. So I think that captures that kind of relationship wherein one person is super into gaming, the other partner is supportive. So pwedeng not at the same level, but you know, willing to try, willing kasi it's part of your life. And so parang willing to learn.
Yeah.
Because syempre lalo na ngayon na siya na lang yung kasama mo sa bahay, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, that gamer person in the couple dapat is also willing to at least level to that other person.
Yeah.
So wag naman Twilight struggle.
No.
But I think that the intention there was because of the theme, diba?
Yes. Yes.
Parang you wanted to entice that person with the theme.
Yeah.
But yun nga, I guess yung level of complexity hindi siya match.
It went a
and
little...
I see this a lot in forums. I see this a lot in forums wherein what does your wife? Ito yung like ko nakita. What does your wife like playing? Kasi kukopyahin lang nila because so many husbands really want to get their wives into gaming. And yan yung mga nakikita kong mga suggestions, Castles of Burgundy. Sometimes it's about the theme, sometimes it's just about the mechanics. So nakikita mo na one person is trying to level to their spouse to entice them into this world. So I think the willingness to try and to dip your toes into the world is already, it speaks volumes na.
Yeah, it's essentially the willingness and that's the first thing. Because to be honest, there are so many games today that it's just a matter of the person saying yes. So when they say yes, ikaw na bahala. Like that's it's on you now to find that game to say yes to. But I'm so curious about what happened like all these years ago, Hans. What happened after that? Did you ever play any other game after Twilight Struggle?
Yeah. We played a lot of other games naman.
Okay.
I think what I enjoyed was Legendary.
Alright, okay, so it could have gone extremely worse. Like, it could have been worse na parang ayoko na mag-board games ever.
No more.
Alright. Okay, it could have been...
With that, diba, when... Nung girlfriend ko pa... Well, yung wife ko, when we were dating na girlfriend ko na siya, we got into my gaming group's house and sumali siya. As in, first time ko siya nakitang sumali into a heavy board game. 7-player Scythe.
Oh!
I think there's 6 or 7. 7! Yeah, 7. Yeah. With all the bling and ano.
Extended board and all.
sobrang nag-enjoy siya. She really took the time and effort to learn and play competitive. Tapos parang sabi ko, kung ako nga, hirap na ako sa 6 to 7 player site, wala na akong patience siya, meron. This must be it.
Yep.
Tapos,
this is a keeper.
The kicker was, when I won, nagalit siya, because sabi niya, hindi ko daw tinuro lahat ng rules. Because I was trying to make... Because it was our first game of Scythe, ayokong ma-turn off siya.
Yeah, you were...
So, I was giving it to her in batches.
Streamlining,
Tapos na nanalo ko. Tapos galit. Yung reaction niya was, hindi ko alam yun sa start, Tapos, kinuha niya yung rulebook, nagbasa siya. Tapos sabi, hindi mo rin ito tinuro. Ganyan. I was like,
So that's a good problem to have kasi at least she's willing, no? She's siya pa naghahanap na parang bakit hindi ko alam to. So it's good that she's like that and it's not the other way around where some people are like ano ba yan, ang daming sinasabi, ang daming ginagawa.
Daming rules. Yeah.
Yeah. That
How about you, Leo?
Sorry, what?
You have any story to share?
Yeah, I think I've seen I don't think I've seen every bit and kind of person. Because, again, back especially when D&D was a thing. Remember Dice and Dine? Yeah, it's so long ago that I'm like, what's the name of our store? It's Dice and Dine. Especially there, marami kami nakita ni Hans and ni Mr. Store na mga couples So we've dealt with literally almost every kind of couple you can imagine, all right? Yung tipong yung girlfriend yung nagdala sa boyfriend or yung boyfriend nagdala sa girlfriend. And I think some romances have budded as well inside the confines of Dice and Dine. And personally, ako...
May nag-away pa
nga. Possibly may nag-away pa nga, oh. But with that being said, again, it's a big place. And what was the capacity of that store, Ron? Something close to like 100?
I think, yeah, about 100.
Oh,
pero
it's
may second.
Oh, may second yeah, floor pa. So... You can imagine the kind of people that come in and what kind of dynamics would happen between relationships. But ako personally, I'm so glad that the missus is so game. Na pareho kaming gamer at heart. And again, there's something that is priceless when it comes to a relationship and you're both gamers essentially. It's the thirst for knowledge. So tama si Hans when his lady said na nagalit pa na bakit di mo tinuro sa akin to? I haven't gone to the point wherein that would happen to me is because I teach the game in a way na eventually lahat naman matututunan, or we play games like Towers of Tiefenthal wherein we both discover the game as it goes. So that's one of our current favorites, Towers of Tiefenthal. Wait lang, did you win Taverns last time? Okay, she won Taverns last time. So whenever she wins a game, I'm still so happy. So, ganun yung klaseng ano, dynamic. And I think besides being happy when they say yes to play, being encouraging also, being positive, that helps when it comes to the dynamics of your relationship, especially when you try to bring board games in. Are we looking at the comments? What's going on? May additional story time na naman ba?
At the very least, my partner should understand and accept that tabletop is part of my life. She may or may not join me for game night. But she may join every now and then, but I'll make the effort to find a game she'll play, even if I don't particularly like the game. You know.
Yeah. So Hans has done that.
I remember before I played some games na hindi ko gusto just to get people into the hobby.
What game is this?
Cards Against Humanity. as in after the first game of Cards Against Humanity, parang like, oh my god, please.
Stop. But again, that's essentially the most gateway of gateways. But it's just another way for people to start holding cards again and to feel something for tabletop. But yeah, I think we have one more message here from Corey. It's interesting to play bluff games with couples. They always know each other's tells, which is why in our running...
this is so true.
Yeah, which is why in our running little slideshow of games here, we have games like Bricks, we have games like Ticket to Ride, we have games like Castle of Burgundy, which are actual games, mechanically speaking. Pero naglagay din ako dyan ng Avalon. And I think that's gonna be a great way to kind of like build on your dynamic within a group as well. In addition to what Corey is saying, na... yun nga, you can do it in like a social deduction setting and try to see how you guys act if you're especially on different sides. There you go, Avalon.
Medyo kaya yun, actually.
I want to give a special shout out to this game. Can't remember the exact title. Something Hands. Holding...
And then we held hands.
And then we held hands. Then we held hands.
We used to carry that game.
Huh?
We used to carry that game.
Yes. I played it the first time it was released in Germany with my now wife. Mahirap siya, and then it's a game that sobrang unique yung experience na you have to think about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other person has to think about you. Parang most of the time in games, diba, what you're thinking is it's either us or
me.
How do I win?
Yeah.
Me. Parang ganun. You're at the center. Even with co-op games, diba, may ganun pa rin. Yeah. But this one, na parang, I guess, kaya rin siguro siya sobrang niche. Kasi nga, so, weird yung experience na parang tinitignan mo yung board, tinitignan mo yung pwesto niya, and then tinitignan mo number of cards niya, and yung tells ng mukha niya, and to see how, what can I do to benefit you? And you're not even thinking of yourself, parang ganun. Yeah. So, we were able to finish the game in advance mode, pero sobrang hirap. As in like, siguro after 3 to 5 games.
Saka laki nanalo.
And, yes, and medyo draining siya. Medyo draining yung ganun. That's why I had to give a special shout out to that game. I think I still have my copy. Nakasign yung akin.
Nice. All right. Glorica, what's your take on this? The social aspect and like, you know, finding your partner's tells.
Ako, it's I experience this firsthand all the time because I usually play with my partner and a couple of friends. Actually, we have a group big gaming group in the office. And we also have a constant gaming group from our law school friends. And you can instantly know. So medyo daya siya in a sense because alam mo eh, and you can call them out. So we actually made an internal rule that if it's to the detriment of the other person, we shouldn't say it. Because that should be an advantage just limited to the both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And hindi na siya share sa group. 'Di ba? Parang pag ginawa niya to, ibig sabihin nagsisinungaling siya. You're sharing a knowledge that should be reserved for you. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
So that's an internal rule that we did para hindi ma-share yung advantage na yun to others.
This is in games like Avalon, no? But what if it's a game like Dixit? Instantly may daya agad kayo noon. Instantly all the inside jokes, instantly all of the wavelength tricks that you guys can do, it's all there.
Yes, yes. Sobrang advantage yun. But since competitive nga kami, hindi ko masyado ginagamit kasi makakascore din siya eh.
Oh, tapos it'll end up possibly kayong dalawa lang naglalaban and it might suck,
diba?
In the end. Yeah.
Ganun.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Well,
have you ever experienced coup? Naglalaro kayo in a group, tapos biglang kayong dalawa na iwan.
And you play, yeah. Actually,
and then, hindi mo alam papatalo ba ako o hindi?
The thing about coup when you're down to two players is it becomes less about bluffing. There's very little bluff left kasi ang dami nang na-reveal na cards and it's really down to what? One or two cards na lang kayo. Chances are one na nga lang eh, di ba? So it's less about bluffing. It becomes more about bluffing with your partner kapag madami pa kayo. So when you go duke, 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 tapos magtitinginan na kayo, that's when it's harder, right? That's when it becomes ridiculous. So,
but at the same time, pag down to one life ka na, ayaw mo nang i-call yung bluff niya, di ba? So parang,
yes.
Oh,
and then,
oh,
after that game, like, whether you win or you lose, chances are one of you is gonna look at the other and say, you just lied to my face. What the hell is that?
Well, kaya nga sabi ni Lovin, bluffing games, nakakasira yan ng relationships.
That's true. I can't deny.
And not just romantic relationships. I've seen friends na meron na silang friendship on the line.
Ay, grabe.
Magsisinungaling pa rin. Or nung when I was about to take the bar, swear on your bar. Tapos sobrang nagkakapikunan kasi parang, I can't believe dinaya mo yung bar results ko. So, it's not just romantic relationships. Nakasira siya ng all types of relationships.
Yep.
Paano kung ano, like, for example, this is a weird, awkward situation. I remember a few years ago, kinukwento sa akin mga ilang nakilala ko in All Aboard before. What if you're using board games as a dating angle? So, meaning, kunyari, you're getting to know each other, tapos you bring out games, ganon, as a way to get to know the person better, diba? And most of the time, when you're trying to get to know the person better, the other side is also getting to know you.
Yeah.
And sometimes it involves the best friend.
Parang may wingman.
Whether best friend mo or best friend ng other party, ganyan, yeah. I don't know, like, a lot of people say the best friends usually have to sign off on all relationships.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true.
You know what? I don't know how true that is anymore. But personally, ako, I'm okay with it, but I'd prefer it wasn't that way. Parang mas maganda na nangyari kayo na sakalang malalaman ng best friend. Kasi sometimes it gets messy when the best friend is part of the saying yes decision. So this is out of board games na, no? This is more like king making, right? Like, why is another player responsible for allowing you to win, right? You want to score, that, like, I'm using the word score very loosely here. If you want to score, then you should, like, do it yourself, right? It's ridiculous.
Wait.
And then it's game for the game, and then pipiliin mo kung sino mananalo between the two.
Yeah, like, it's ridiculous. Glory, you're saying.
Wait, I just wanted to read a comment from Kevin. Last night, after my girlfriend and I ate dinner, we were taking a look at our collection of games, somewhat appreciating it. Suddenly, she asked me, if our relationship was one of the games we play, what would it be? I couldn't even answer directly. She says, for her, it's Takenoko. She likes the baby pandas. And I was like, whoa. Maganda to, maganda to.
Dude, maraming baby panda dun. Hindi lang isa.
Interesting. Y'all better invest in, like, a lot of bamboo.
Bamboo. And a garden.
Inisip ko, it was about the bridging, but apparently not.
Oh, I know, about the waterways, the agriculture.
Yeah, the water, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. I think our friend here, Kevin, got caught out. So, at least, hindi niya sinagot. I don't know if he answered, but at least the lady friend was the one who said it. And that's a safe answer, yep. I think. Not sure.
Yep.
So, Kevin, after 24 hours of mulling it over, baka may sagot ka na.
Oh, he's been staring at the shelf. It's like, wala pa rin, what the hell, man? What do I do?
Kevin, if yung board game na yun wala pa sa shelf mo, bibigyan kita ng discount, orderin mo sa gaming library para may sagot ka.
Oh, see? Oh. Ayos yun. That would be cool though, like a board game.
Copy ng muse na nandito, yun ang kunin mo.
A board game wedding, right? Ooh, that would be cool. I mean, I know of a couple who did the prenup with board games, but
yeah, that's cool.
How cool would it be if gaming library was directly involved? That would be cool too.
May isang beses a couple requested to really bring in Wingspan, as in, like, I think it was a gift. It was a gift nung girl
to the guy.
To the guy,
nice.
As they were getting engaged. Tapos parang sabi niya, please, whatever it is, kailangan ko makuha yung Wingspan.
Mm-hmm.
Parang pang gift talaga. Kasi
sweet.
It was something that the guy was really looking forward to. And they were getting married, so hindi ko makalimutan yung talaga. Tinawagan ko kung sino-sino.
Para
copy pa ba kayo ng Wingspan?
Yeah.
Padala mo sa akin dito sa Pinas.
I need it now. Nice.
Yeah.
Yung mapapasabi ko lang sana all. To close up this story, this topic, we covered a lot of angles, different angles. Starting off with the board game, breaking up with board games, building up your current relationship or spicing it up. If it has been long running with board games, we'll close up with another story here. And this is actually a pretty feel-good story sent in by an anonymous friend of ours from the community. Again, if you guys want to be part of the show a little more and you want to engage with G-Live and Gaming Library as a whole, sali kayo sa G-Live Game Night community. It's on the pinned comment, so get onto it. Without further ado, let's read the story. Anonymous writes, the boyfriend and I have had numerous game nights together, very regularly, and they're all mostly enjoyable. We played Scythe to death, even with Fenris, at 6 players even. However, this entire quarantine, we've been stuck at home for 3 months, and we actually hardly get to play board games. We've been together a couple of years, and I just found out that he wasn't really a board game person. He just doesn't like two-player games. So, all I've been doing is playing solo games. Still pretty fun. I understand, though, he's still supportive of the hobby and always down for game night, no matter how complex. We just need other people to play with. It's all good, though. We still got some games in during the quarantine. Played some Wingspan, Arkham LCG, and Unmatched, so it's not so bad. There you go. So, even in the face of a worldwide pandemic, it's nice to see that some couples are still pulling through with their game nights.
Yep.
Nami-miss ko mag-game night. Yan yung reaction ko.
You have Mr. Star for a bit, right? Mr. Star was there.
Alam mo, magkasama na kami for about three. Yeah, he's here. We've only had like three games.
Uh-huh. One was Cartographers. May Cartographers pa ba?
Yeah, may Cartographers.
Okay. I just remembered. Oh, Cartographers. Anyways, what games have you guys played? So Cartographers.
Cartographers, and then nag-Dominion kami. Classic. Tapos yung Dominion namin online pa.
Pero nandiyan lang kayo. Andiyan lang kayo pero online pa rin.
Kasi sabi ko, okay.
Video games.
Bakit hindi kayo masyado naglalaro?
Kasi... ang kalat kasi na office kasi konti lang kami. Kabanda kami sobra magligpit.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Queen Salad. Yun yung mabilis kasi i-ano.
So, yeah. Oh, that's okay. That sounds pretty good. How about you, Gloria? You can say something.
I also haven't done a lot of gaming at all. I mean, I'm not in the same position as our last anonymous sender. I find that a bit weird kasi nga parang I guess it's because the other person really likes the social aspect of board games kaya parang hindi siya masyadong into the two-player games, right?
Mm-hmm.
But ako naman, we really like two-player games. We have been playing Pandemic Legacy, just the two of us. But it's because of this whole new situation that we haven't been able to play. Well, aside from makalat din talaga dito sa new place namin kasi hindi pa kompleto yung furniture. So, wala pa talaga. So, sasahig lang kami if ever maglalaro.
Floor gang.
But at the same time, it's the adjustment. So, parang, we're trying to adjust to our new work from home arrangement, mm-hmm, and also doing some chores. So, parang, medyo mahirap talaga siya. And I'm so jealous of people who have been, kasi kausap ko si Tonichi offline, sabi niya sa akin. So, ba daw siya naglalaro palagi? And sobrang nakakaingit yun.
Kaya jelly.
Sabi talaga, it's gonna yung HQ. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super jelly.
Yeah. Sana all. But essentially, that wraps up our story time for relationships and board games. Glad that more than a few people dropped in their stories and shared with us. We appreciate you always. Of course, we are going to have more shows like this wherein it's more community-centric, it's more about you guys. But next week, when you jump in and join us, it's going to be about our very, very good friend, Mr. Jamie Stagmeyer of Stonemeyer Games. Again, watch out for that post on the GLive Game Night community group. We will be asking you guys to drop in your questions, your stories, and your messages for Mr. Stagmeyer himself. But yeah, with that being said, abangan nyo na lang yun. Once more, it's going to be next Thursday, 10 p.m., a couple hours off of our usual time here, Thursday nights. But nonetheless, it's for something very special. Once more, Jamie Stagmeyer joining us on GLive Game Night. Oh, sorry, GLive lang. Unless he's game for a game, but I doubt that. Next week, Thursday, 10 p.m. Before we close off, any last words, Glory?
I'm excited for the show next week, and you guys stay safe.
Woo! Hans?
Bye. Advance happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, especially sa mga
happy
board game
Father's
fathers.
Day, Hans.
Happy Father's Day!
So hopefully you guys get to yung mga fathers. It's the day you get to bring out the game na kailangan laruin nilang lahat.
Yes.
So take this opportunity.
Yeah. And they have to say yes. They can't say no.
Yes,
diba?
They have to say yes.
Yeah. No, it's my day. It's my day. Yeah. All right. With that being said, we're playing Gloomhaven all day. But before we go, saying what's up to our friend here, Ron. Thank you for dropping by. they aren't fans of two-player games either. As well, a real quick shout-out, rundown, Corey, Kevin, Mikey, Lovin, and Danlin. All right? With that being said, peace out, good night on behalf of everyone at the GLHQ. It's Glory, it's Hans, it's Leo. Signing off, we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Good night.
Night.